Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Annie joins us for Blown Off. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
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 What's up? What's going on?
I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi.
I'm really nervous.
No, you don't have to be nervous at all. It's really, don't be nervous at all.
Okay.
What are you nervous about?
I don't know. It's embarrassing. So.
Yeah, it's embarrassing being on the radio.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just tell us what happened.
I'm guessing, first of all, you're calling for Blown Off. Is that right, Annie?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good,
okay,
perfect.
Perfect.
Okay. Tell us who's blowing you off. Tell us why you feel you're getting blown off, and then we'll just go from there.
Okay. So, I went on a date with this girl, Taylor.
I like it already.
So she's not calling me back, so I think I'm getting blown off, basically. I'm not that surprised, frankly, that I'm getting blown off, but, I think I know why, and, I don't know. I kind of was thinking you could, like, call and find out and see if it's why I think.
Why do you think you're getting blown off?
Well, I'm ugly.
What? Why would you say that about yourself?
Because, like, obviously, I just look in the mirror. I'm obvious, you know, it's just a thing. I'm just not a pretty girl.
That's horrible to say.
That is awful thing to say. I'm sure you're not ugly.
You know, that's really nice, but you can't see me. So just.
Well, that is true.
That's the way it is. And, you know, I'm sure I have lots of other positive things.
Okay. But I mean, you went out on a date with her. Is that right? Or.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we were set up by some mutual friends. They thought it might be like an opposites attract kind of thing. And they thought that, I don't know. So
what,
we
like
went
she's
out.
Really pretty or something?
Oh, my God. she's amazing. She's so much fun and like fun to be around and really funny and she's unbelievably beautiful. But she's great. She's perfect. And so of course I had a great time, but she was probably like embarrassed the whole time. And
did anything happen during the day that made you feel like, you know, she wasn't feeling you or anything?
No, she seemed great. She seemed like she was having a good time too, but.
All right. Now, why do you feel like she's blowing you off? Have you tried to call her or did you have another date scheduled? Where did you guys leave it after your first great date?
No, we didn't have anything scheduled. And I was like, all right, well, thanks. I'll call you. And, you know, I was the one who said, I'll call you. And she's like, okay. And, you know, waved all cute. And then I waited a little while. I texted her. Then I did call. But by this time, I'm like, this is pointless. Like, obviously, she's not interested. But I did call and left a message and nothing.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, we can go ahead and call her now and find out why she's blowing you off. I'm sure it's not because you're ugly.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
You know what? I guess we will.
Hello?
Is this Taylor?
Yes.
Hey, Taylor. What's up, girl?
Who's this?
Oh, Taylor, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hi, Taylor.
Oh, hey.
See, she hears your voice, and all of a sudden she's like, oh.
Because you said, hey, what's up, girl?
No, it's because she likes girls. Right? Right, Taylor?
Well, I just didn't know who was calling.
Oh.
Right.
I recognize the number, and so that always weirds me out a little bit.
Oh, I see. But now, do you know who we are?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, good.
Taylor, do you think we could just talk to you live on the radio for a few minutes?
Sure.
We have a very serious problem, Taylor.
Oh.
Do you know, okay, do you know this girl, Annie, that you went out on a date with?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she contacted us because she feels like maybe you're not interested in going out with her again. Maybe you're blowing her off a little bit after what she thought was a really great first date. Is that the case?
I don't want to say like I'm blowing her off because I don't really feel like I'm not really blowing her off. I don't think the first date, I just don't think we are compatible.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I tried to have a really fun time, but she's just really insecure. Like, mostly all she talked about was her looks looks and her flaws, and she thinks she's really ugly.
What? Wow, I didn't get that from her at all, he said sarcastically.
Yeah, you know, everything I would say, and I would try to give her compliments, and she just, like, deflected them like a superhero.
Wow.
Left and right. Like, just, I don't know, it just became a little bit exhausting.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
You know, I wanted to have fun. She smiled maybe two times the whole time we were out, and she's, like, really hot and really cute.
Oh, you think she's really hot then?
When she's not being negative about herself and she's smiling and having fun, but I feel like those moments were so few and far between and got caught off guard. Like, I don't really have the time to turn someone's attitude around.
See, did you hear that, Annie? She said that you're hot when you're not being negative.
Yeah. Wait, oh, my God, she's on the phone?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Hi. Hi, Taylor.
Hi. She's here.
Hi.
Hi. This is totes awkward, isn't it, ladies?
Yeah, it's kind of a bad idea. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, it's a great... No, so you're being negative again. Basically, you're saying you just... I mean, you were just sick of it? Is that why you didn't want to call her back?
Yeah, I was just tired by the time I got home, and I was really looking forward to it. As soon as I saw her, I was like, you know, turned on by her. I thought it was going to be fun, but you can just sort of see sometimes the kernel of where a relationship is going to go, and she's so negative about herself that I feel like... I think she needs, like, maybe see a therapist. No one wants to take care of someone else. Like, you just want to have a fun relationship that can with someone that can meet you where you're at.
And you're pretty confident, I guess, and you're freewheeling and fun loving.
No, I mean, I have my moments, but on a first date, I'm not going to let all my insecurities about what I don't like about myself color the entire date.
Annie, when you called us, you said that you thought you were getting blown off because you're ugly.
Yeah.
But Taylor, would you describe her as ugly or not?
No, that's ridiculous. And that's what was so frustrating about it.
So, Annie, why do you feel that way about yourself? Like, has someone said something to you in the past and now you're just scarred from it? Or what's the problem?
No, like, it's just true. It's just the way it is. If you saw me, you would totally, it's just a fact.
I mean, Taylor's saying it's not. So there's a lot of people who probably don't feel that way.
Right. And as they say, beauty is in the eye of the lesbian beholder.
Is that what they say?
Also, like, we're on the radio. What is she going to say? Like,
but maybe she just really means that, not just because she's on the radio. She probably feels that you are pretty.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor, would you think she was pretty even if you weren't on the radio, or would you be more honest and say, like, oh, my God, she's totally ugly?
Yeah, I didn't know she was on the radio when I started talking to
That's
you about
true.
It. And when she smiled, she's, like, one of the hottest girls I've ever seen, and I've dated... some good-looking girls.
Annie, you laughed at that one. When she said that you smile and you're hot, you laughed at that.
I never heard that before, and I just, like, that can't... That's not how I see myself. That's not... It's not how other people react to me and treat me. Like, no one ever... You must just be humoring me, or you must have bad taste if you think I'm cute.
Or maybe you're just surrounding yourself with the wrong people.
Yeah.
Because obviously you are attractive and you just, somebody's making you feel unattractive.
Maybe you need a new mirror.
Yeah.
Listen, Annie, Taylor, I mean, we always ask this question. Would you be willing to see each other again? Taylor, now that you've kind of, you know, opened up to Annie a little bit and explained what the issue was, would you go out with her again if she was, say, less negative about herself?
I would if she would say less negative things about herself, but I don't think she's capable of it, and I'm not trying to sound harsh, but I feel like you're going to waste your whole life just feeling bad about yourself and looking to other people to make you feel better. It's not really what I'm looking for, and I feel bad saying that. I really think the little bright spots I saw when Annie was smiling and having fun, I think she has a lot to offer somebody, but...
Okay, so no is the short answer.
Yeah, I guess
there.
No.
All right. Listen, Taylor, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Annie, hang on one second, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to see if we can get you like a T-shirt or some antidepressants or something. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess, 340-9595, 800-475-9595. We got some of your phone calls coming up.